This is KUT. Austin City Council members may be hitting pause on a rewrite of the city's land use rules called Code Next. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
Just past noon on Wednesday, Austin Mayor Steve Adler posted to the City Council message board. He wrote that the council should, quote, cease the Code Next process and ask the city manager to create a new process that will help us move forward together. The mayor pointed to, quote, misinformation, hyperbole, fear-mongering, and divisive rhetoric surrounding the whole process. It was quite a proposal. The city spent more than $8 million on rewriting its land development code, which determines what can be built and where. It's been in the works since 2012. But once Adler publicized his idea to scrap the process and get a new one, a majority of council members voiced their agreement. Councilmember Ann Kitchen, who represents South Central Austin, called it a reboot.
Reboot to me does not mean start over. Reboot to me means what's the process that we need from this point? How do we best take advantage of all the excellent work that's occurred up to this point by all the many people that have poured their time and energy into it. So I do not mean I start over.
The process so far has certainly been divisive, often pitting neighborhood preservationists against people calling for more housing. The division has even led to efforts to slow down this rewrite. In November, residents will vote on whether citizens should have the right to vote on every new land use rewrite. That's after more than 30,000 people signed a petition. But some council members worry efforts like this, which would stall a new code, will maintain the status quo, including Austin's rising unaffordability. Four council members signed on to a statement Wednesday in response to the mayor's proposal. Delia Garza, Greg Cassar, Pio Renteria, and Jimmy Flanagan called out more affluent parts of Austin, which they said were slowing down the process. The council members wrote that they were, quote, disheartened that in a time of national crisis that calls for unity, factions from Austin's wealthy and privileged sectors funded campaigns of fear focused on maintaining the status quo. The status of unfair and unequal treatment concentrated in the remaining low-income and working-class neighborhoods in our city, unquote. It's unclear when council members will vote on whether to find a new process for this land use rewrite. They'll reconvene for their first council meeting back from a summer break on August 9th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.